tells me they're from Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray, if it's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. Who's my favorite Batman? I'll think of you and say Christian Bale. As long as I live, I'll remember the names of your favorite beers and your video games. The look on your face when you turn 26 and your dad got too stoned. Yeah, that one's gonna stick.
You are listening to CJSF Radio 19.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded coastal Salish territory in Burnaby, BC. Good morning, everyone. It is Saturday, December 13th. You are tuned to Richard's show. This week, we will start to talk about the topic of law in human rights. We are just coming off International Human Rights Day earlier this week. It's a big concept, right? But human rights law isn't just for international courts. It applies to your job, your landlord, and your daily life right here in Vancouver and in Burnaby. Today, I'm sharing 10 practical tips to discuss with the audience regarding human rights that every citizen should know. And to make sure this sticks, I'm giving you real-world examples for each one. Let's start with the legal foundation. The tip number one is know the difference between the chart and the code. The concept is the Charter of Rights and Freedoms protects you from the government. The Human Rights Code protects you from private individuals and business. The first example is if a police officer searches your bag without cause, that is a charter issue because they are the government. The second example is if a coffee shop refuses to hire you because of your religion, that is a human rights code issue because they are a private business. Knowing the difference tells you who to sue. Then we move on to the tip number two. Discrimination isn't always intentional. The concept is this is called adverse effect discrimination. A rule might look neutral on paper, but discriminates in practice. The first example is a security company has a strict, clean-shaven policy for all guards. But it looks neutral, right? But this rule accidentally discriminates against Sikh men who wear beards for religious reasons. unless the bear poses a genuine safety risk, that policy is illegal. Let's kick things off with a classic about the... Let's kick the first track using the song called Always By Your Side.
Just a dwindling memory soon. guilty skin and sun-bleached hair haunt imagination. Not so close, he may say, but her smile won't go away. A smile
Hello, welcome back. This is Richard on Richard's show, 11 a.m., December 13th. Also, I make a note here. The previous show of the Richard's show recording can be found in YouTube, in my YouTube tuner, YouTube channel. It is Richard Pan. Search me, Richard Pan SFU on YouTube. You will find my account, and I have recorded the previous show and posted it there. I learned it from one of my colleague. He works, he volunteers here for more than 10 years, and he kept his previous recordings on YouTube, so I learned from that to practice it. Also, if you have any thoughts, you can call in to the radio right now. During the music playing time. The phone number is 778-782-2573. Also, you are welcome to follow us on Instagram. It is CJSF Talk or CJSF Music. You can also find my Instagram in the follower of this official account. So back to the topic of law in human rights. Regarding the human rights, it's a big word, but it's not uncommon to see in daily life. For example, if someone works in a restaurant or in a small private company, they are likely exposed to some different levels of harassment, unfair criticism, bullying from other colleagues, from senior colleagues. The new immigrants got the harassment from the longer time immigrants. We often hear this story much more in 10 years ago, but now it's less, but it still exists. It's a systematic issue and takes maybe several generations to totally remove it. So back to the topic. The topic number two is speech and protest. So let's move to the rights you use with your voice. The tip number three is the freedom of expression has strict limits. The concept is this. You have the right to offensive opinions, but you do not have the right to hate speech. So one example is the protected one. Standing on a corner yelling, I hate the Prime Minister and his politics. Then this is protected political speech. Another illegal example is standing on a corner and yelling that people of a specific race are something bad word and should be attacked. That incites hatred and violence, and it is a crime in Canada. The tip number 4, the right to peaceful assembly. First of all, the concept is you have the right to protest, but the key word is peaceful. One example is a large group marching down Georgia Street, slowing down traffic, but remaining unviolent. This is usually allowed. Another example is protesters forming a human chain to block the emergency entrance of an hospital. Because this endangers lives, the police have the right to remove you immediately. The track captures that spirit of struggle and hope. So we will now move to a track called Running Through My Head, also by Atlantic Jazz Collective.
tried to catch the butterflies. We filled the air with cries, laughter and tears. But still, the memories are good and stay. I say goodbye to so many years.
Hello, welcome back. This is CJSF 19.1 FM Richard's show. Here I give an holiday notice. It is that for the next week, it is December 20. Starting from December 20, I am on leave for the holiday break. So for the December 20th, December 27th, and January 3rd, it will be a repeated recording from previous Richard's show. And I will back to the radio on January 10th. Now let's move to the segment 3. It's workplace and housing. Let's talk about where we live and work. This is where most human rights complaints actually happen. The tip number 5 is the duty to accommodate. The concept is the employers and the landlords must accommodate your specific needs up to the point of undue hardship. To understand that, let's use an example. The example one is if you have, for example, one person. If you have a chronic back pain, your employer must buy you an ergonomic chair rather than firing you for complaining. Ergonomic chair, that's good for the workplace. The number 2 example is, let's say you cannot work Friday nights due to religious observance. Then the employer must try to switch your shift rather than forcing you to quit. That's what we call the employers and the landlords must accommodate your specific needs up to the point of undue hardship. The tip number 6 is the rental protections are stronger than you think. The concept is landlords cannot refuse you based on family status or income source. Let's take the first example. A landlord says, sorry, this suite is too small for a child. Unless the building is legally designated to 55 plus. They generally cannot refuse you because you have kids. The second example is, a landlord says, I don't accept tenants on disability assistance. That is illegal discrimination based on lawful source of income. Now let's pick a track called Running with Scissors by Afternoon Bike Ride.
Wouldn't I be perfect? Justice is cursed. There's only so much time I have to sit beside the dying. With a pair of scissors in my hand to keep him with me, hand to hand. He handed me his life too young, too bad. Together I'm in over my head. Who am I to him now? Walking through his hall, smile. The night he has a child. I wonder if this version of him feels content with all he's done. He knows he sailed the sea. He knows he loved to read. He crossed the grandest canyon. He walked in early mornings. I wish I joined him. Running blind with a pair of scissors in my hand to keep him with me, hand to hand. He handed me his life too young, too bad to get.